This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cody Johnson going to be in Buffalo. Ashley McBride this Friday, and they just released some tickets. You thought they were all gone? They just released them, available at Ticketmaster.com. If you want to kick off your weekend with Kojo tomorrow night, 92.5 WBEE, TJ Bowen, producer Hope, we're here for you. We got your back, and it's so easy to get a hold of us. You could call 585-252-WBE or text or jump on our social. We got a subject yesterday about traveling and TSA pulling out for something in your bag, and it all started with Hope's frother. What is that? Security, pull her out. What is going on? Now it's just my coffee frother.
Listen.
And you are not alone. So many others have joined in on why they got pulled out of that security line at the airport.
So many. But just a couple of my favorites. Gene said, hey, I got pulled over for M&M's.
M&M's?
I had a huge bag made personalized by the M&M store in Florida. So she put them in her carry-on, and TSA thought it was drugs when it went through the x-ray machine. So, yeah, she got pulled aside for
that. Wait a second. I can see TSA going, it could be drugs. We'll have to try it. And they're taking handfuls of her M&Ms.
Holly says, 5 bags of grits in burlap sacks.
Grits? Kiss my grits!
It's my grits. In her carry-on from South Carolina, I had to bring back grits, she said.
Wow.
But it looked like drugs, so they had to make sure it wasn't and, you know, do all sorts of testing. And the official was like, yeah, sorry, I have to do this.
On that same note, someone had the contact cleaning solution and had a weight that they stuck something in there to test. It was some type of drug.
Mm-hmm.
Man, TSA, well, they're protecting us, but sometimes what it really is quite comical.
Casey said, I had my luggage pulled apart because of a barrette for my hair. It had a starfish design, so they thought that it was a weapon.
Oh,
wow.
Like a ninja star?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which...
Imagine that!
Taking it off your...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're prepared. The deadly barrettes. Kimberly says her husband's so tall he couldn't fit under the metal detector.
Yeah.
So they're like, stand up straight, and he's hitting his head. And then it showed that he had metal in his head because he couldn't even get into the x-ray zone. He's so tall. And they had some splaining to do. There's nothing in my head, sir. It says metal. Well, I was squatting under the... He was too tall. Imagine that.
What are you going to do?
Oh, wow. We're here for you. And we got a lot of concert tickets to give away this morning. George, Chris, you know about that. And also at 725 and 825, how about Vince Gill for you to win? Keep it on the beat. It could be you winning big time. And with the weather how it's been, many warm up their car before they get in it. They say that it's only really for older cars to do that. The newer ones will warm up. You don't need it to get out there, you know, 20, 30 minutes ahead of time.
Well, you know, some people want it to, like, idle for 20 minutes just to, so their cabin's warm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But they say, they being AAA, say the fastest way to warm up a car is to drive it.
Okay.
So.
and you know what?
Sometimes I just throw mine in reverse and let the wind blow off what little bit of snow is on my windows.
As long as I can see out the front windows, I'm going.
I know.
First thing I do is put on defrost. Then I put on 92.5 WB to make sure we're on the air driving in.
Crank it 90 on high.
Yes. And then I'm going. I'm not waiting.
You're not doing the back windshield?
It's called defrost in my vehicle. Front and back
You people are killing me. Oh my God, you gotta have your back windshield cleared. You can't just hit the defrost.
Well, I have a little wiper on my back window.
Not everyone does, though. And there's people that just drive, if they have sedans and they don't have it, they will just go on their way. It drives me nuts.
Drives everybody nuts.
Well, warming up our cars. How about warming up leftover pizza? I like it cold. I have no problem eating cold pizza. But the trick on social now is take your pizza, dip it in water before you microwave it or air fry it, and it will taste as fresh as it did the night before.
What do you mean, dip it in water?
You know, like
saturate
the crust.
It and then put it in there?
Microwave and air fryer.
That's disgusting and unnecessary. I put a cup of water in with the microwave, and then it creates steam, and it re-adds water, ignites the pizza without it being soggy. Who's dipping their pizza and giving it a bath?
Well,
it's supposed to refresh the dough, make it taste fresh like the night before.
That's a terrible idea coming from Bo, the king of bad ideas. Don't dip your pizza in water. We're not giving it a bath.
Before we knock it so much, give it a try. You're doing something similar by putting the water in there.
Similar, but different enough.
I just always stick mine back in the oven. Okay. So I'm doing it wrong?
Well, that just takes longer.
Oh, okay.
So we over here get hungrier quicker.
Sure. And I told you, I just eat it cold. I ain't got no time to do any reheating.
I'm weird with cold pizza. If there's meat on it, my family will leave the pizza out on the counter. And then they'll go and they'll grab at it the next day. I'm like,
It's like cured meat, sausage, pepperoni. It's fine.
I don't know. I can't do it. I can't do it.
How about you? What's your best way to eat pizza the next day? Dominion there, 92.5 WBEE. And guess what? They are coming to CMAX Saturday, July 19th. That is going to be an incredible show.
I love Old Dominion.
Yeah, I've seen them live a couple times. They bring it. You're going to leave sweaty, happy. Your feet are going to hurt from dancing so much. So go to WBEE.com underneath our concert events page. All the details are there about Old Dominion coming to CMAX this summer. Love it, love it. You've got a big event coming up for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, before summer, we got to celebrate St. Patty's Day. And it's TJ's Luck Be a Lady overnight. So get this. Starting tomorrow morning on Fridays, we're going to play a little game, right? 1 second, 90s song. We're going to see if I can guess. And this is your opportunity to win an overnight accommodation for two at the Del Monte Lodge Renaissance Hotel and Spa with me. Don't worry, we're not sharing a room or anything, but I will be there along with eight other listeners who win this great prize pack. You're going to get a gift card to the spa at the Del Monte. When was the last time you just got away?
Yeah.
It's always nice to have a great getaway, but not be too far away. You know, if you got kids or maybe you're taking care of an aging parent. This is perfect for you.
You're pampering yourself for St. Patty's Day. I love that.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
We're going to enjoy first a happy hour at the Erie Grill right there inside the hotel. And then the next morning on Sunday, you'll come have breakfast with me. If you like. If not, you can stay right there in your room if you want. Doesn't matter. And then we're going to give you a great TJ's Luck Be a Lady prize bag as well with some goodies.
It all starts tomorrow morning at 8:25. 1 second 90s. So call number 19. You get to try to figure out, just by hearing 1 second of these 90s songs, if you could do better than TJ.
I don't know. I heard last week that TJ was pretty bad, so I think it would be pretty easy to beat her. But if not, you know, I'm happy to be a lifeline. I love 90s
You think
music.
You know 90s better than TJ?
Yeah. Do you know how many people sent me that bit and how bad it was? They're like, when are you getting back to work? Get off that ship.
All right. 8:25 tomorrow morning. We're going to hook you up to call number 19 anyway, but I want to see if you could beat TJ. And if you need Hope's help, she's there for you.